Southwark News, Thursday, August 7th, 2014. Trapped inside for over a year. A disabled former Royal Marine Commando, who was imprisoned in his own home for over a year, has finally been promised a home with wheelchair access a day after the News inquired on his behalf. Richard Mason was effectively trapped inside the second floor flat after he fell and broke his hip 2 years ago. He found that doors to his block of sheltered housing were too heavy for him to open for his wheelchair. Steps were in the way, and buttons for the lifts were too high, leaving him a prisoner in his own home. Since his accident, Richard, 69, and his carer, Deborah McGuggan, said they had been asking Southwark Council to move him to a ground floor flat so he could go outside when he wanted, but felt they were being ignored. However, just a day after an inquiry from the News, the council said they were now able to find him a new home. "Everybody says, what is sheltered accommodation doing on the second floor?" said Richard. "There's no wheelchair access. I have to use the living room as a bedroom because the wheelchair is in the actual bedroom. Why should someone be treated like they're in a maximum security in an American penitentiary when they haven't done anything wrong? Literally, you're a prisoner. It's a bugger, really, because the sun has been out there for the last 2 months." Meanwhile, construction workers in his block, in the Four Squares estate, make deafening noise and leave the landing like an obstacle course. "Councillors should actually try living in a room like this. Well, forget the jackhammers, I couldn't even speak to my carer this morning because of the noise," he added. Friends said they had seen a marked decline in his health and well-being over the last year, and blamed the conditions he was being forced to live in. Deborah said, "Had he been in this condition when he was housed here, he wouldn't have been housed here. I just don't understand how they can leave him here. Well, if there's a fire, he's buggered, really." After he heard of the conditions Richard was living in, Councillor Richard Livingston, Cabinet Member for Housing at Southwark Council, agreed that he should be moved. "I am sorry to hear that Mr. Mason has had to live in unsuitable accommodation, and agree that he needs to move," he said. Mr. Mason's housing situation was reviewed last month when he was visited by one of our officers. As a result of this, work was done to upgrade his bathroom and lower the threshold of his back door so he can access his balcony. "We would not normally ask sheltered accommodation residents to bid. We would make them a direct offer." He added, "We intend to offer Mr. Mason a ground floor home that has just become available, and sincerely hope that his situation is permanently resolved as soon as possible."